some big developments coming out of the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court in the Johannesburg area regarding the Amy Lee Diyaga kidnapping case. You, I'm sure many of you will remember this abduction that gripped us in the country, six-year-old, and she was missing for a while. She was missing for 19 hours. Her kidnappers were demanding 2 million rand ransom. And then it turned out that a teacher at the school was one of the main accused in arranging the kidnapping. This morning, the four accused appeared briefly in the dock at the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court. Eyewitness News reporter Mia Lindeke was there. What transpired, Mia?
John, the matter was set down for trial for the entire week. But last week, the suspected mastermind, Tarina Human, decided to enter a plea agreement and sentence agreement with the state. Now, that is what emerged in court today. I spoke to the lawyer representing Human, who then confirmed that they have reached the settlement with the state. But they were supposed to actually place it on record this morning. But then there was a bit of a twist. This morning, her co-accused, accused number two, Letitia Nell, also decided that she wants to plead guilty to some of the charges. Now, she's not happy with the sentence which Human has agreed to seal the deal with the state. So her case will now be separated from the others. So she will now have to go to another court in Pretoria, where she will then plead guilty, and then she will decide, or she will reach an agreement with the state in terms of her sentence.
Do we know what the sentence was that was agreed to in the case of Tarina Human?
So they say that they don't want to disclose anything, but at this stage it's a bit too early, but it's definitely imprisonment. Obviously they can't get around that, but I asked the lawyer specifically, what are you hoping for? You know, a reduced sentence. Obviously she's pleading guilty, so there might be some reduced sentence, but they did not want to disclose it. We are going to hear all of that details on Thursday when the case will then obviously commence. And there will then be some formality.
So, I mean, if the two people who are accused of having hired the third and fourth accused to do the actual kidnapping are pleading guilty, what does that mean about the position of the third and fourth accused?
Yes, that's an important question. So, John, we understand that the two other accused, Bofokeng Molemori and Pieter van Sail, also briefly appeared in court, and we understand that they are still weighing up their options. They've got legal aid. And according to Human's lawyer, they intend to possibly plead guilty as well. But that's why the case was also postponed, for them just to reach some sort of a settlement and discuss, you know, the further details with their lawyer. So we're hoping that there will be something placed on the record on Thursday. So we're looking at possibly all four accused, you know, pleading guilty.
And then any reaction from Amy Lee's family to the news that there's been a plea agreement, which probably will see the mastermind getting a reduced sentence?
Yes, so the family is hoping that this matter can conclude. You can imagine the enormous impact this has had on the little girl, Amy Lee. I mean, she's six at the time, so she's probably seven now. I briefly spoke to her grandfather, who was very involved in the search at that time when she went missing, and he says that they are just hoping that this can all be over soon, you know, for his granddaughter's sake. He also told me that he spoke to his daughter, which is Amy Lee's mother, and she says that she is relieved that they are going to plead guilty, and she just wants this all to end, you know, for the sake of her daughter.
Mia Lindeke of Eyewitness News, thank you very much for that.